Hello, podcast host James Passmore.
Hey, Dad.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to another episode of the Bubbles Podcast.
Woo! Woo-hoo! All right, do you want me to pour you some topo
here? Well, before you pour, so I have here, we have two glasses.
Yep.
They're both Topo Chico glasses that you got for me, you and the producer. I've filled one with crushed ice and the other with cubed ice. So which one would you like?
I will take the crushed ice.
Okay, so pour them both, and then we can see during the podcast which one's better, the crushed or the cubed, and see how it melts differently. If it melts quicker or what.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we'd just go straight up Topo Chico today. No lemon, no lime, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cheers.
Well, actually, later on, I have a little segment that we can do where we might put a little lemon in here.
All right, cool. Oh, that tastes good.
By the way, if you're wondering how now we have crushed and cubed ice, we got a new fridge, and this fridge makes amazing ice cubes.
Okay, let's get into it, because this is one thing I wanted to talk about, is this fridge. So we moved into the new podcast studio, aka our new house.
Yep.
And now we have three refrigerators here.
Okay, so we have one in the garage that we don't really store much
in. So that's the fridge that came with the house. And it's a good fridge, but we didn't like it. It doesn't have ice or water on it.
Yeah.
So we said, let's go ahead and move it into the garage and we can keep it there for overflow. Keep some, if we buy some bulk food, meats and stuff and freeze it, we can keep it in there. So we got that one.
We have our fridge in the kitchen, our main fridge that makes ice and crushed ice.
That's the brand new one. So this fridge is so cool. Not only does it make crushed ice and cubed ice, little cubes that are awesome, but also it has different settings on the front for like filling up water bottles and all kinds of stuff like that.
To make ice faster if you're not going to be opening and closing the fridge, all of that. And the last one, my personal favorite, in your closet, they have a mini fridge. We used to have it upstairs. Now it's in their closet, and it's full of nothing but Topo.
Yeah, the Topo Chico fridge.
Yep.
That way, if I'm thirsty in the night, I can just go get my ice cold Topo Chico, and drink it from there. So that's pretty good. We're pretty lucky. It's a good problem to have, huh? Three fridges. Yeah. Funny. So we just got home, right?
Yeah, we went to Dana Point.
What do we
do? Oh man, it was beautiful. There's a beach there, and it's on a cliffside with like these beautiful green like. It's these cliffs that have so much greenery on them. And, like, the clearest water you'll ever see. It's
so
amazing.
Beautiful. Like, turquoise and blue.
Yeah, and so, it has these really nice black pebbles as well.
So we parked up in the top of the hill. And then there's a bunch of stairs you have to walk through, like, a fancy neighborhood full of mansions.
Yep. The only thing I don't like about it is those stairs. How many flights is that?
It's a lot. It's like good. 30? It's a good workout, though. Especially on the way back up.
Oh,
I know, I was getting winded carrying the chairs.
Yeah, I was out of breath.
So we brought the chairs with us, the beach umbrella, we brought a little bit of lunch with us, and we had also your new gadget, which is what?
It is, hey, it's funny, because it's a litter scooper, right? But we use it to catch sand crabs, because sand crabs are amazing bait, and I learned how to catch them now.
So it's like a metal shovel with a long handle?
Yeah, and a couple of little
and holes in it
for the sand to go through.
So we didn't have much luck with the sand crabs, though. You caught a few, right?
I caught a few, but they were so tiny, there's nothing we can do with them, you know? So we didn't catch anything good because really I think all the good ones are at Newport Beach.
So what's our plan for next time?
I think we go fishing at Newport Beach, but we go early in the morning so I can catch some sand crabs before
we bring our fishing rods, we go out on one of the piers.
Uh-huh.
And do fishing there. First we'll catch some bait, the sand crabs.
Uh-huh.
And then what do you think you're going to catch?
Maybe a rockfish.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe a barracuda. They have big teeth.
Yeah.
I caught one.
Really?
I caught one in the Florida Keys. I've actually caught a few barracuda in Florida. I did my best fishing ever in Florida. Sailfish, mahi-mahi, tuna, wahoo.
Yeah.
Kingfish. Oh, yeah.
If you notice some weird sounds this podcast, it's because... We're actually inside of our living room this time instead of my room, and we have a little Emma right here, our little chihuahua, and she's very calm right now, which is nice.
Do you remember when we lived in, you probably don't, you were very little, when we lived in Florida, my friend Gustavo?
Yeah.
You remember him, yeah?
Bald guy? I think I do, yeah.
He's passed away now. He had a accident in the freeway and died.
Mm.
But he had a nice boat, and me and him, we would go out fishing and catch some crazy good fish off of the coast of Miami. That was cool.
Nice.
You were too little to come with us, but I was hoping that when you were older you could go, but we'll have to find another way to go because he's not around anymore, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Gustavo.
Mm-hmm.
So what else did we do at the beach?
We chilled out a lot. We did some snorkeling. We got like a new snorkel and goggles, and we were doing a little bit of that.
I saw some fish.
You saw some fish. You did. I didn't get to see any. But it was so clear down there with the goggles, and you could just see everything. It was amazing. I'm getting a little topo refill here.
So, this podcast is about bubbles.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about Topo Chico a little bit. So,
yep.
This week, I did my usual Target run for Topo Chico.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on Monday I went in there and I got, I think, 6 or 7 bottles of Topo Chico, the big ones, the glass ones that we like, because they had it on sale.
Good.
$179 per bottle, which is a good price for it. And then I went back yesterday, Friday, I said, oh, well, since they have the sale and I knew the sale was going to end, let me go clear them out.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
They were already cleared out?
Somebody got to it before me. It was all gone. None left. So I picked up some San Pellegrino. We have a little bit of backup sparkling water, okay?
Okay.
That one's pretty good, too. It's in a plastic bottle.
It's all right.
I mean, on the ranking, where did it rank? I don't even remember.
Definitely lower than Topo.
Well, if you guys want to hear our rankings, go back to, which episode is it?
Like 3 different ones.
Okay, I think it's episode 2 and 4. We do rankings where you can hear our opinions and our rating and ranking. On San Pellegrino.
I think episode 8, too.
Now, remember, what we used our rating system, which is Topo Caps.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
I think it got, like, 4 out of 5 Topo Caps.
Yeah, because it's a pretty good water.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty famous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the other thing I have... Should we do Topo Facts?
Yeah.
It's time for...
Topo Facts!
Whoop, whoop. So confirmed, I got information, an article I saw on the internet from the Coca-Cola company, confirmed they're coming out with a Topo Chico brand hard seltzer. Now, I'm actually against this.
Yeah.
Because I think Topo Chico water, pure water, is the best.
Why play with something perfect?
Yeah, so, and it's going to be confusing for people because they're going to be buying the water and think it's the seltzer. I don't know. I don't think it's a good plan. But I see where they're coming from because it seems like these hard seltzers are everywhere now.
And also some people say that Topo Chico mixed drinks are some of the best mixed drinks they've ever had.
That actually was in the article. It said the reason why is because they're saying that a lot of bartenders and, you know, people that know how to mix drinks and stuff like that, they're into making drinks with Topo Chico. So therefore they decided to just make their own. Drink
yep.
like that. So let's see when it comes out. We'll I'll have to try it. You won't be able to try it.
Yeah.
You have to wait a few years for that one. But maybe I'll try it and I'll give you my opinion on it. We'll see how many Topo Caps it gets. I'm not too enthused that it's gonna get very many.
Yeah. It's a hard seltzer, it's not water. I actually have a Topo fact as well.
Really, you do? Okay,
yeah,
bring it on. What is it?
On the car ride to Dana Point, actually back from Dana Point, I found some crazy stuff. We might have to try it next episode. Because I was going to try and get it this episode, but we didn't have enough time before the episode to actually start doing it. Because we do this stuff, like, typically we come back from the beach on Saturday, and we do this stuff, like, maybe 30 minutes after, you know? So what they do is they put Topo Chico in the freezer for a while, right? And then they take it out and they pop open the bottle cap and it freezes inside of the bottle once you pop open the bottle cap
because
it gets exposed to the oxygen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's like a reaction.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
That it's like super cooled inside the bottle, and then when you open it up, the oxygen hits it and it turns from a liquid to a solid.
We might be able to link one of the videos in our show notes. We'll have to see.
Well, that's a good science fact, James. I like it. A topo fact and a science fact all in one.
Yep. I love this crushed ice here. It looks like it's melting faster than your ice.
Yeah, mine's...
But I don't know if it's a fair comparison because I'm chewing on mine.
See, that's my cubes.
Mm-hmm. That's my crust.
I'm thirsty.
That's me chewing on it.
Here, have some more.
We might need to get a second topo bottle on. Because
I
still have a separate segment that we have to do for something.
So that's the end of the topo facts segment?
Yeah, I think it is.
What else you got for me?
So I have one more note here, and we're going to have to do a separate segment for it.
Okay,
so
cool.
Do you want to head to the kitchen? Or?
Yeah, we can. Let's do it.
All right.
We'll be back right after this quick message from our sponsor.
Yep. See ya.
All right, we're back. So what do you need, James? A lemon? Do we have any lemons?
I think we do.
Oh, look at that. Last lemon.
Last lemon. Okay.
Wash it before you start.
Yep.
So explain what you're going to do here.
So, our producer actually, our producer showed us a new way to cut a lemon. It's a nice fun way for any summer mocktail or just a nice glass of water. It's a new way to cut a lemon. So what you do is you get one slice of lemon. Well, we're going to do
two. I'm going to describe. So you cut it through the middle of the lemon. Now you're going to cut a slice.
Yep.
So you have a full round slice of lemon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do one more because we need two of these.
Here. Let me help you out here, buddy.
Yeah, this isn't a very... I don't like this knife much at all.
This is our only lemon, so we gotta save these pieces.
Yep. Alright. There we go.
Can you need one more round?
Yep.
It's a little mangled.
There we go. It should still work.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so what you do is you take it, right? You take the lemon, and she said to cut out the middle of it, right? So you cut out the middle of the lemon.
Be careful.
I am. It's a little hard to cut it out, but hopefully it's worth it. We'll see. Ah! Get out.
Okay, good. Then what's the next step? Here, let me help you. Okay. What's the next step?
And then she said to just push it so it's inside out, and then it looks like a sun.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
It's pretty cool.
Let me do one.
Was a little mangled.
What I'm going to do is just put this right in my Topo Chico on top like that.
You don't want to make it your sun?
I have my sun right here with me. Okay, that looks good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Nice.
All right.
What's more refreshing than that?
Nothing, really.
That's pretty good.
Back to the living room we go.
And we're back. So, breaking news alert, during that last segment, actually, James was in total pain and trying to hide it the whole time.
Yeah, I was internally screaming the entire time because I have cuts all over my hands and I was getting lemon juice everywhere. So that hurt.
So it stings when you get lemon juice in your cuts, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's all worth it for the delicious taste of Topo Chico with lemon?
Yep.
Or no? Yeah?
I guess it is.
That's why I use my little gadget to get my lemon juice. I don't like to get it all over my fingers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Good. So the other topic, it's not Topo Chico related, but I do have to talk about it. It's one of our favorite television programs is back on the air.
Big Brother.
Yeah, we weren't sure if it was going to happen this year.
Yeah.
But I think we've watched like every episode together.
Our producer and you have seen every episode together. I haven't.
It's such a dumb show, but I can't help but watch it and love it.
It's, I mean, it's like the most like drama queen show there is, but it's so fun to watch. And I mean, I didn't really have my doubts about it coming back on because it's basically quarantine, just on a bigger scale, right?
It's the perfect Rona show because, yeah, they have to be quarantined anyway, so may as well put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the first episode, the kickoff show, and now I guess it's going to run a couple days a week for the next few months, and we'll see who wins, huh?
Uh-huh.
Who are you pulling for?
I honestly don't know. Yeah. Probably Nicole, but I doubt she's going to win.
Let's see. There's some good characters on there. I don't know. I haven't decided yet either who's going to be good or bad, but we'll have to see. I think the next episode is tomorrow. We'll have to watch that one.
Yeah. Christmas seems like a strong candidate.
Yeah. And in other news, it's our producer's birthday coming up this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the 18th, huh? So a little bit over a week.
Yeah.
What's today, the 10th? 10th or 11th?
It is the
8th. 8th? Oh, 8th. Okay, I'm a couple days ahead. So 10 days until the birthday. So we don't want to put any spoilers on the podcast in case the producer listens to this part of the show. But we're going to have some fun.
Yep.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah. One of the things, well, I don't want to spoil.
Don't spoil. Our producer listens to every episode.
But she knows this already. I'll just say that in our near future, there's another furry four-legged friend.
Yay!
Maybe coming. Right now, we're even animals and people. Three and three.
We need them to outnumber us.
two cats and one dog.
That's what it becomes zoo-like, and that's how I like it.
So what do we have right now? We've got our classic Emma Passmore here.
This thing right here, it's a chihuahua that looks like a kangaroo, a rat, and a lemur mixed in one.
But she's very sweet.
She's very, very sweet and very charismatic. She's just not very good smelling, and she's a long tongue.
And then what are the other four furry friends that we have here?
Then we have Tito, our tiny little orange and white tabby cat.
Or as I call him, the cat burglar.
You call him the cat burglar?
He's a thief. He steals everything.
He looks like an angel, but he's the most mischievous cat you'll ever know. He sneaks into their closet and makes all of their clothes full of white fur.
On top of that, he reaches up on top of my bedside table and finds things and steals them.
I know.
He paws them with his paw till he gets it. Then he takes it away and hides it. Whatever it is.
It's so crazy. Funny.
So that, and the other name I have for him is Tito McBeato.
I started to call, like, say the name game when I'm calling him. I'm like, here, Tito, Tito, Bobito, Banana, Fana, Fofito, Beep, Bye, Bobito, Tito.
And then, of course, we have
Getota.
The big one, little Gatita.
Getota.
Her name's Gatita.
But it doesn't fit her. She's huge.
But when you name a pet, that's the name.
Okay, she's a Maine Coon cat.
So what's the difference between Gatita and Getota?
Gatita is a small girl cat.
Uh-huh. And Getota?
Is a huge, big mama. Big cat.
She eats a lot of cat food, huh?
She's a big girl. Not only does she eat a lot of cat food, she's a Maine Coon, so she's already supposed to naturally be big.
Yeah.
You know? So she's a pretty wild girl. She's not as mischievous as Tito. She's more like a mother.
Is she, what do you call it? Because she has six toes on each feet?
She's a pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl, right?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl's a dinosaur.
I know, I thought they were, what's it called? When words sound exactly the same but have different meanings.
Like a synonym?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon is a spice. Cinnamon is a spice.
I know. I was making a joke.
That's good. Yeah. So that's the cats and the dog, and we're thinking of getting another puppy. We're looking for one. We've been on the lookout for. So if any of our listeners out there have any lines on puppy, we want to get a small dog and we want to get a puppy.
And
so we can train it.
And we want it to not yell at everything, bark at, like, everything.
Yeah, we're going to have to train this dog because we haven't done good on training our other dogs so far, I don't think. Emma's pretty good, though.
We need a calm dog.
Yeah.
Like, right now, this thing, she wants to come up.
It's Emma, not this thing.
It's a thing, okay? It keeps, like, she keeps...
She came out of her harness.
Yeah, she... Dad just tried to pick her up, and then her harness came off. So now, oh, she likes it when she doesn't have her harness on, though. She likes being able to feel all the air. It's pretty easy to find her spot. I don't know if she has one right now, but a couple days ago, I was finding her spot, like, all the time and, like, controlling one of her legs.
Yeah, she starts doing the shake leg thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. Dogs are like that. You can find one spot and make them, like, start doing a spasm in their leg.
She's very cute, though. There we go. There's the scratch. Can you guys hear that? This is some good taco, huh?
Really good. So what are your plans for the rest of the day, James?
Video games. I might do a scooter ride.
We take Emma for a walk to the garden?
Oh, yeah, to the community garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, I think we're going to try one of the pools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yep.
And we got some home improvement things to do around the house.
Yep, we have to get to that waterfall eventually.
Yep, we sure do.
I don't think it's going to take very long.
That should be take us like an afternoon to do once we get all the supplies and everything.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Good. Well, you got any other topics for the Bubbles podcast today?
Nope, I do not.
All right. Well, then I think now would be a good time to say thank you.
Yep.
To all of our listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
Please remember to rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep.
You can also get in contact with the show.
Uh-huh. You can get in contact with the show on our Gmail, thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. Or you can shoot us a voice message if you're on Anchor, and we might be able to feature you on a podcast.
Yeah, so I guess then, until next time, James.
I'm James.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Bubbles.
Bubbles!
Woo!
Bye, guys.
Bye.